Hi, guys. We'd like to give a huge shout out to all of our Patreon supporters. You guys are the wind beneath our wings. You lift us up and help us bring you all the best stories we can. Thank you. Remember, guys, we have great Patreon rewards, like 55 special and archived episodes, read-alongs and colouring in pages, and even a year's subscription to the amazing Storytime magazine. Just go to patreon.com and search for By Kids For Kids Storytime. Today's episode is one of our Patreon special stories called The Goat's Ears of the Emperor Trojan. Once upon a time, there lived an emperor whose name was Trojan, and he had ears like a goat. Every morning, when he was shaved, he asked the barber,
"Do you see anything strange about me? Anything unusual?"
And each barber always replied,
"You mean your goat's ears?"
Which sent the emperor into a fit of rage, and he would have them put to death. Now, after this grisly state of affairs had lasted a good while, there was hardly a barber left in town that could shave the emperor. They'd all been put to death. It came to be the turn of the master of the company of barbers to go up to the palace. But unluckily, at the very moment that he should have set out, the master fell suddenly ill and told one of his apprentices,
"Young man, you must go in my place."
The youth was terrified, but did as he was told. When the youth was taken to the emperor's bedroom, the emperor asked,
"Why have you come and not your master?"
The young man replied,
"My master is ill, and there is no one but me who can be trusted with the honor of cutting your fine head of majestic hair."
The emperor gave a satisfied grunt and sat down in his chair and raised his head expectantly. The young barber began his work, and he, like the rest of the barbers, was rather perplexed by the goat's ears of the emperor. But he wisely made no comment. When he had finished, the emperor asked his usual question.
"Do you see anything strange about me, young man? Anything unusual or out of the ordinary?"
The young man replied calmly,
"No, nothing at all."
This pleased the emperor so much that he clapped his hands excitedly and gave the barber 12 silver pieces and said,
"From now on, you shall come every day to shave me."
When the apprentice returned home, the master was rather surprised to see him still alive and asked,
"So, how did it go with the emperor?"
The young man answered,
"Oh, very well. And he says I am to shave him every day. And he's given me these 12 silver pieces."
But he said nothing about the goat's ears of the emperor. From this time, the apprentice went regularly up to the palace, receiving each morning 12 silver coins in payment. But after a while, his secret, which he had carefully kept, burnt within him, and he longed to tell it to somebody. His master sensed this and asked him,
"Is there something on your mind, young man? Something you'd like to tell me?"
The youth replied,
"I've been tormenting myself for months and will never feel easy until someone has shared my secret."
"Well, trust me," said the master. "I'll keep it to myself. Or, if you do not like to do that, go into some field outside the town and dig a hole. And after you have dug it, kneel down and whisper your secret 3 times into the hole. Then fill the hole and your problem is solved."
The apprentice thought that this seemed like the best plan, and that very afternoon went to a meadow outside the town, dug a deep hole,
then knelt down and whispered to it 3 times over.
The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears. The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears. The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears.
And as he said so, a great burden seemed to roll off him, and he shoveled the earth carefully back and ran lightly home. Weeks passed, and there sprang up in the hole an elder tree, which had 3 stems, all perfectly straight. Some shepherds, tending their flocks nearby, noticed the tree growing there. Then one of them cut down a stem to make flutes out of it. But as soon as he began to play, the flute would do nothing but sing,
"The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears, the Emperor Trojan has goat's ears."
Of course, it was not long before the whole town knew of this wonderful flute and what it said. And at last, the news reached the emperor in his palace. He instantly sent for the apprentice and said to him,
"What have you been saying about me to all my people?"
The culprit tried to defend himself by saying,
"I never told anybody that I noticed, I swear."
But the emperor, instead of listening, only drew his sword menacingly from its sheath, which so frightened the poor fellow that he confessed exactly what he had done.
"I dug a hole and whispered the truth 3 times. And then, in that very place, a tree sprung up, and some shepherds made flutes from the tree, which would only repeat the words, 'The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears.'"
Then the emperor commanded,
"I must see this for myself. Prepare the coach."
And he took the youth with him, and they drove to the spot where the tree grew. But when they reached the place, only 1 stem was left. So the emperor ordered his attendants,
"Cut me a flute from the remaining stem."
When it was ready, he presented it to the trembling minister.
"Play it,"
he ordered.
"Play it."
But the minister could play no tune, though he was the best flute player in the palace. Nothing came but the words,
"The Emperor Trojan has goat's ears, the Emperor Trojan has goat's ears."
Then the emperor knew that even the earth gave up its secrets, and he granted the young man his life. But he never allowed him to be his barber anymore.
Thank you for listening to this episode of By Kids for Kids Storytime. Performed by Maya Degenhardt,
Mo Gashago,
Lucy Birch,
and Max and Ruby Jews.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.